Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Zach Gaddy. Zach is the director of the Defense Finance and Accounting Service. Joining us in our conversation is Chuck Pro. Well, Zach, you've been the DFAS director for a little while now. What are some of the lessons you've learned since becoming director, and what advice would you give to someone who is also focusing on customer service?
Well, the main thing I think I've learned since becoming director of DFAS is it's a huge operation. There are many moving parts to it. We have many challenges ahead of us. Keeping focused on so many things is hard to do, so I have to have a really good leadership team that I can depend on to get things done, even when I'm not around. And I'm fortunate to have that. We have something we call an executive council that comprised of senior executives within the agency. We meet once a quarter to make sure that we have, you know, our act together on the things from in terms of strategy and budget and all those kind of things. We also have a structure called a decision support board that meets even more frequently than that to make sure that the business lines and other organizations are on top of things and are bringing issues forward that need to be reviewed. So the greatest lesson learned I have is to make sure you have the right management team in place to support the things you're trying to do. That's where we created that thing called the Customer Advisory Forum that I mentioned a little while ago. It's very important, too, that we stay in tune with what our customers care about. DFAS doesn't exist if we don't have a mission to perform. When that mission changes, we have to be responsive to what our customers and clients expect of us. And that's something when I go around to talk to the workforce, I try to communicate to them all the time is, we're not here about having a job. We're here because we have a purpose, a mission, a very important mission. We serve the greatest military department upon the face of the earth, so we have to make sure they get the very best service they can get from us. And I count on the workforce day in and day out to continue looking at our business processes to enact, be entrepreneurs, like they own that process. Is that process working the way we want it to? Is it, in fact, delivering best value to our customers? Is it meeting their needs at the lowest possible cost? If it isn't, then they ought to be coming forward with their ideas of how to improve things. And so far, they've been very good at that. I told them every most efficient organization, which I know is a technical term that we use associated with A76 studies, every one of those that I've been involved with personally, I've been involved with four of them, the ideas that came out of the team, the employee teams that we use to create the most efficient organization, didn't come from management. It came from the employees. And so I know they know the processes better than I do, and I can trust them to give me the right kind of ideas and the right ways to improve things. So another lesson learned, I guess, I would leave with people is you have to trust your people. You have to count on them. We think that as a core competency, our workforce is a core competency for DFAS, and I count on them every day to get our mission done.
Zach, aside from the main challenge of serving customers, what other significant challenges will DFAS face in the future?
Well, as I described a little bit earlier, when you look at our demographics, you look at BRAC, you look at BMMP, we kind of have what I call a convergence of many forces. Many of them are external to us. At the same time, we have this thing over what I'll call an umbrella over the whole thing called transformation. The Department of Defense is very serious about transformation and making sure that we have the right military force to do what has to be done. So when you look at all those events all converging together, I think it's going to be a huge challenge to deliver new systems, deliver new capabilities, meet customer expectations. Something I haven't mentioned up to this point is something called the National Security Personnel System that is being implemented as we speak. We're going to be in the first spiral of that starting as early as next July, and we'll be fully deployed with that by the end of 2006. NSPS will offer a radical departure from how we manage human capital today. We're very excited about that. We think that's going to present just a tremendous opportunity for us to move DOD forward in terms of how we take care of our people, how we hire people, train and develop them, reward them, retain them. And we're very proud in DFAS to be one of the first organizations in Spiral 1 to help shape the destiny, the ultimate destiny of personnel management within DOD. That's going to be a huge undertaking because at the same time we're doing NSPS, we're doing BRAC, we're doing BMMP, we're doing all the things I described earlier. So a lot of moving parts here, and so a lot of challenges ahead. But what I'd like to leave with people is very exciting time to be in this business because if you want to influence DOD financial management, if you want to have an impact, well, now is the time to do that because we have all these opportunities. I know there are challenges, but there are also tremendous opportunities to improve what we do and make a difference within this organization as well as within DOD.
You've mentioned transformation several times throughout the course of the session. What role do your industrial or your commercial partners play in assisting with that transformation?
Well, the industrial or commercial partners play a huge role. In one sense, if you have ever heard of something called lean management, we are embracing lean management as a way to try to improve our processes. And lean management says you look not only at the process you own, but you look three steps into the supplier side and three steps into the receiver side to make sure that, again, you're looking at the whole process. Oftentimes, our process partner on the supplier side might be a military department. Oftentimes, it's private industry. We also look at private industry as suppliers of a lot of new ideas and ways to implement this. When we were talking about our workforce earlier, I failed to mention that we have a sizable contractor workforce. Our retired and annuity pay function has been totally contracted out, but we also go to contractors to supply system support for program management and development, maintaining systems, as well as helping us to field and deploy new systems and new capabilities. Private industry is certainly a valuable resource with us in terms of evaluating processes, helping to train our workforce, helping to field new capabilities, and make sure that we, you know, deliver the best service at the lowest possible cost.
Zach, in our first segment, you described your career, and you described a long career where you devoted your professional life to public service, especially in the area, the financial area. What advice would you give to someone interested in public service, and especially in the finance area?
That's a great question, because when I was in college many, many years ago now, I was studying to be an accountant. And in those days, the only thing you ever were told, basically, was graduate, get your degree, and go into public accounting, go to a CPA firm. And that's what I thought I would do. As a matter of fact, I had a job lined up to do that. Well, then I found out about this thing called, you know, public service, where you could go work as an auditor working for the Department of Defense, in my case. I could have gone to the IRS or others as well. And it opened up a whole new horizon to me. I didn't even know it existed. So I don't know if it's changed much in the schools and universities from when I was in. One of the things that we try to do as an agency when we recruit on campus is try to help people understand the choices they have. Certainly, public accounting is a way they can go. But working for government in a public sector as opposed to the private sector is certainly a way that you can do more than you possibly think sometimes. If you want to make a difference, if you want to have public service as a way of life, then there are tremendous opportunities for people. Financial management represents a subset of that. Certainly, firemen, policemen, you know, people wearing uniform are all categories of public service. But financial management is a very interesting area because, you know, that's a growth field. If you look in private industry, you know, more and more people go into the financial management arena all the time. Well, we have the same kind of opportunities in government. And here you're dealing with billions of dollars typically, and you get increased responsibility very quickly. And certainly a career path for someone in government is, I think, very rewarding. I would honestly say it may not be as lucrative as it is in private industry. On the other hand, I think there are other rewards besides monetary compensation that will offset that. So public service is something that either you have it or you don't. I grew up around it. I think public service is something that all of us should pay attention to and in some way play a role in, even if it's for a temporary period of time. But the bottom line to me is public service is a great way to support your country.
Zach, that'll have to be our last question. Chuck and I want to thank you for squeezing us in your very busy schedule and joining us this morning.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to come out and brag about DFAS. I'm very grateful that I'm the head of this organization. I'm very proud of what we've accomplished over the last 13 years of our existence. I'm very proud of the fact over the next 5 to 10 years we can do even more. I have a fabulous workforce that has many successes to be proud of. And at the same time, you know, we've got a big challenge ahead of us. And as that song goes, what have you done for me lately? So in spite of all we've done in the past, we have a lot more to do, and I have every confidence that we'll do it going forward. And if anyone wants to contact and ask us for more, it's www.dfas.mil. You can get to our website. You can look at all kinds of opportunities for jobs or things that we're working on that you may pay attention to and be interested in.
Thank you, Zach. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Zach Gaddy, Director of the Defense Finance and Accounting Service. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. I'm Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.